Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 6 April 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You are in for a very special treat tonight. I'll bring her up in a minute and tell you what it's all about, because you're going to want to get a copy of something that she's going to offer tonight. Before I do that, though, tomorrow's office day. It's Thursday, of course. We'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4. Hopefully, we'll all be here tomorrow. Mr. Chris will be here. I'll be here. Of course, Judy will not be here because she's still taking care of Johnny, your husband. But we'll be here tomorrow. Take phone calls, take orders, fill orders, whatever he wants to do. And all you have to do to get a hold of us is call us at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. 4403. Well, if you have long distance, you can actually save us quite a few dollars a month if you call the toll number 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And as I said, that's the rest of this whole week, and we haven't nothing really extra special to mention. You know what we offer through the ministry? We're here if you need us for anything. The toothpaste, mouthwash, the rim sweep, all that's available here right now. So just call tomorrow and talk to us. If you just want to say hello, we like that also. But our guest tonight is a lady I had on a few months ago. Julia Verdon is her name, and I still love her accent. She's got an English accent. I just love that accent. But she has told us about a movie that she was working on back then called The Lost Girls. She's finished that movie. It played on Lifetime TV last Saturday. I did watch it. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, that was one of the most powerful movies I ever saw in my life. It was done in a decent manner. Nothing that you'd be embarrassed about as far as nudity or anything. Nothing like that. But the material covered by child sex trafficking and really slavery was remarkably done. Remarkably well done. And Julia produced and directed the film. The actors and actresses in the film were absolutely expert at this. I mean, it's something that you have to watch to understand how good it was. And Julia Verdon, are you there?
I am indeed, Pastor. Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. And again, I got to tell you, that was an excellent, excellent movie. I know we're going to get some detail about it. But for those that didn't hear before, tell me a little bit about who you are and what you've done in the past and why you get involved in something like this.
So I've been a filmmaker for many, many years now, and I'm a great believer in the power of film to raise awareness on key social issues, because I think when audiences get involved in a narrative story and they care about the characters and what happens to them, it can really affect them. So I used to volunteer at a children's shelter. It was a kind of runaway shelter for teens down in the valley here in LA. And I noticed that a lot of these teens seemed like they'd been through some very severe trauma. I could just tell from the body language, the way they held themselves, you know, the looks in their eyes. I just felt this like energy that they'd been through some very dark things. And on asking more about it, I learned from some of the other volunteers and the staff there that these 14-year-old, 15-year-old girls had been trafficked. And the stories that they'd been through were just heartbreaking. And then after that, it's almost like I felt I was called to make this film and do something about it. Because I kept meeting detectives working on child trafficking, people working for NGOs, like fighting trafficking. And I started learning more and more about it. And I hate abuse to kids. I don't have any children myself, but over the years, I've always done a lot of work with kids that don't have parents, you know, kids in the foster system. When I've been doing films overseas over the years, I've always visited local orphanages and spent time with the kids there. And I just thought I've got to do something about it. So I sat down, wrote a script. I had the former head of the Child Trafficking Division, Lieutenant Andre Dawson, who sadly passed away recently, as a consultant on the project. I also consulted with survivors and various people working for NGOs, because I wanted to create a portrayal of this issue that was as real and authentic as possible. And I also did a lot of research on other movies about child trafficking that had been done, and I looked at the audience comments. A big comment that I found kept appearing regularly was, "Were the issue, but I just couldn't watch it. It was too gratuitous, or I just had to turn it off." So I was very careful with the film that I made to not have any nudity in the film and to not show anything over gratuitous. I went instead with that Hitchcock technique of what you don't see, but you can imagine happening, is almost worse than what you do see, as it were. And I'm very proud of the film, and we've actually had some great comments back from a lot of parents saying, "I watched this film with my teenage daughter, and it was a very bonding experience, because she now suddenly understands why we want to know where she is all the time and why we need, you know, constantly want her to check in with us."
Well, you know, it's interrupt you, but that, I mean, what you're saying, the film was so well done and so well scripted and showed each step of the snare being set for the young girl and the brought her into it. And the naive family, who had no idea, good parents, maybe busier than, like most parents, too busy to spend a lot of time with the children. That showed you in the video also. But good parents who had no idea that this could happen to them. And they weren't living in, they weren't poor, they weren't in a gutter, somewhere living in a gutter type situation, in a ghetto. They were well-to-do parents. They were, as far as I could tell, they were portrayed as Christian parents living in a nice neighborhood. Not drunks, not dope addicts. But this happens to all kinds of people?
That's absolutely correct, Pastor. You know, unfortunately, it could happen to anyone. You know, there was a daughter of a famous athlete that I heard was trafficked, and the family kept it kind of hushed up because they didn't want to know anyone to know about it. You'll often read about two teens rescued in Malibu or two teens rescued in Pasadena. So trafficking predominantly happens in lower income communities. There's a lot of foster teens who get trafficked. And we show those stories too, you know, with Zoe, one of the other characters in the film is from the foster system. Then we have another young girl, we show her story. She's a young mom with a little baby who's on her own, like being left to fend for herself and the baby. And so she answers a job ad, and it looks attractive because she can bring the baby to the job with her. And of course, it's not a real job. You know, it's another lure that the traffickers had put out to attract vulnerable people.
Well, now, as you work with these young girls over the years and you get involved and talk to them, how long did it take you to start feeling like you should get involved enough to do something like this?
Pretty quickly. It took me a while to get the script done because I wanted to do it right. You know, and unfortunately, to write a good screenplay, it does take a little time because you've got to do research. You've got to get feedback, you know, getting the story right and creating a really good, authentic story with real, authentic characters does take a little work. And, you know, you write a draft and then you rewrite it and then you get comments and feedback and then you do more writing. So it's a long process. So actually getting the script to a point where I felt happy with it and I felt it was ready to go. You know, that...
Well, now, I'm going to keep it up with you. This is so interesting. Yeah. I don't mean to keep it up with you. These questions are on my mind. You interview girls that you sort of portrayed in the movie. Is that true?
Absolutely. I talked to a number of survivors. I also got a lot of stories from a detective working in trafficking and then another lady who works as a kind of first responder caseworker for a lot of survivors of trafficking. And so I kind of picked the stories that really resonated with me to focus on and put into the film.
Well, I know we're bouncing back and forth here, but I know people have a lot of questions, and folks, you can ask questions, and you know you can tonight, as always. When you talk to the survivors, were most of them open to talk to you what happened, or were they still kind of withdrawn? What was the response you had when you talked to them?
I actually went to a survivors conference, and the people at that survivors conference were comfortable sharing. I didn't at any point pressure any teen survivors for trafficking because one also has to be very respectful one thing you don't want to do is by asking too many questions, bringing up trauma from them again. So you have to be very sensitive to that. The two survivor consultants that I had who went through the script and gave me feedback had also been through a lot of recovery and were at this point very comfortable talking about their experience and answering questions and going through the script and looking at it. I think I felt it was very important not to approach any teens, you know, who weren't ready to talk and still in recovery, because I did not want to be contributing to their trauma.
Well, you know, I watched the movie and I knew this. I knew it was bad. I knew I talked to other people about these things in the past, but it didn't dawn on me I guess I knew. But how does your mind accept that something like this is really happening in your neighborhood? How did your mind accept this? I mean, this is my biggest problem. Understanding how can people do this to other people, especially in neighborhoods like where we live, and it happens everywhere. How bad is sex trafficking, child trafficking in America today?
It is the number two criminal activity in America today, and it's going on everywhere, unfortunately, because it's a $1 billion business. And any business that makes a lot of money, there's always going to be a lot of people wanting to get into it. And while there continues to be a demand for young girls, there's always going to be a big business around it. You know, times like, for example, sporting events is terrible. You know, that's a big time that trafficking goes on. So, you know, that's when we need people to be really vigilant and keeping their eyes open for any signs of something that doesn't look right, and if they see it, reporting it.
And you say sporting events, like they bring the girls in during halftime or after the game to men who are willing to pay?
From what I understand, it's a lot of the parties after the sporting events, or people have parties, you know, during the sporting events, and they think it's a good idea to order some girls, you know, for their pleasure, for later.
Oh my God! You know, I know you're telling the truth. I know this is happening, but this is so awful to think about. These are innocent young children. I don't care, folks, if they were involved in dope or anything else. These children, did not volunteer for this kind of treatment. So, how long did you work on the movie?
So, actually, shooting the movie took about 3 weeks, and then the editing process, you know, the whole post production, doing the sound, the color timing. Doing the final edit, that all takes about 6 to 9 months.
Wow. And the actress and actress she had on, in there, they were really convincing. I mean, they were really good at what they did. I guess they were pretty familiar with the story itself and what was going on. They understood.
Well, I showed them all, you know, some of the interviews that I'd done with various NGOs and people working in the field, so they could get an understanding of the issue and hear some of the stories. They all did a lot of research, and I was very lucky with my cast. They were all very passionate about the issue, passionate about the script, and really committed 100% to the roles. You know, like Jane Widdop, the young girl who played Angie, she was fearless. And her performance is fantastic. She's, you know, she was not kind of afraid to go to those dark places. And that's not easy, you know.
No, I'm sure it isn't.
To portray a teen that's been trafficked, you have to kind of go to quite a dark place to imagine what it's like. And so She was very brave in taking on this role. And one of the things that I had to make sure that we did, you know, after every take, there would be a lot of hugging. I'd always check that all the young girls were okay and everybody was all right. And you know, like Olivia Darbo, who played the mum, she was great at doing that as well. So we actually, despite the fact that we were making a very dark movie, as it were, we had a very good energy set.
And this case, obviously, the story in a good ending. But is that common in real life?
I wish it was, Pastor. You know, the sad reality is these stories usually don't end happily. You know, I wanted to. I always like to leave a little hope in the films that I make. But you know, at the same time, I didn't want to minimize the seriousness of the issue. So at the end of the movie, even though Angie herself is rescued, you know, we still have the girl with the missing baby.
Right.
And then we also show Angie looking at the board, looking at all the other teens that have been trafficked and are still out there somewhere.
Well, now, folks, get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to tell you how to get this movie. Before we tell them how to order the DVD, will this be shown again on Lifetime or another channel sometime soon?
Absolutely. It's available on Lifetime On Demand now under the title The Lost Girls. The film is also available under the title Angie, Lost Girls on Amazon, iTunes, DirecTV, and a number of other places. And if anyone is having difficulty finding a copy of it, they can always reach out to Artists for Change, the production company that made the film at the numbers 323-848-2900 and order a copy.
Give it number one more time.
323-848-2900.
And what is the cost on the video DVD?
The DVDs are, I think they're $15 each.
Oh, what a buy. Folks, I promise you, you're going to want to get a copy of this movie and share it with your family and your friends and all that will watch it. We were watching this, Julia, Marsha and I, and Marsha had to take a break. I got to take a break a minute. So, you know, she had to walk away a minute because it was actually hitting it pretty hard. It hit me pretty hard also because it's so well done. She said, I don't like these kind of movies, but I know that we have them out there. We have to have them because people have to understand what's going on. So, folks, for $15, get a copy, share with your friends and family, show it to your friends and family. Please, it could save somebody in your neighborhood's life. You never know. 323-848-2900. Now, as you were making the film and interviewing people before the film, you talked to the people that work with these young girls, I assume boys also, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, trafficking happens to girls. It happens to boys. It happens to everybody.
And that can happen in any state, any size town?
Yep. It happens everywhere.
And are there centers in the country where this is more prevalent or where the girls are maybe, we'll say, filtered through or shuttled through? Are more cities like Miami or Los Angeles or somewhere more prevalent where these girls are bought into and sold or used?
That's New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Dallas, you know, those are all kind of like big cities where trafficking goes on, but it's really everywhere now.
And are these young girls trafficked overseas also?
There are also young girls being trafficked overseas. There's also young girls being trafficked from overseas into America. You know, one of the tragic things is with this whole situation in Ukraine right now, that anytime you have a lot of refugees and vulnerable people, that, you know, they're at risk to traffickers.
Well, I do know that Ukraine has been a hub for child sex trafficking for quite a while now, and that's brought out even through Hunter Biden's experience and what he was involved in. But that's very true. It's worldwide. And when you're talking about billions of dollars being made on little girls and boys' flesh by men and women with no heart, you know, the people that paid the wicked individuals, and one, especially the lady that was kind of head of the ring, did a great job showing the heartlessness of these people. I mean, to want to sell a baby, you shouldn't get them on the nerve, sell it. I mean, it's hard for you and I to imagine that, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really horrifying.
So when you pick these people out to work in the film, did you have to interview a bunch of them, or did you pretty much know who you wanted to begin with?
Well, some of the people some of the actors I was already familiar with their work, so I'd kind of already had them in mind. On other roles, like for the role of Angie, for example, we auditioned, you know, lots and lots of young teenagers for that role, because it was a challenging role. So the girl Jane Widdop, the young actress that we cast who played Angie, she really stood out, you know, from all the auditions that we looked at, and she was just fantastic.
Well, the young guy that lured her in the first place also did a good job in acting that.
He was amazing. He's quite a well-known actor. He was in a TV series called Lone Wolf, and so he has quite a big teen following from that.
Lone Wolf. I don't remember the show. I don't watch a lot of TV, to tell you the truth. But I did watch that film. This film that I want to see what you said. And again, I'm gonna brag on you. You did a marvelous job. The backgrounds, all the setup. I don't know how you did all that. I mean, I'm not gonna understand why it would take so many months to get it set right, because you had it done in perfection. How you showed the thing how it could be so easily done, and to see a young girl like Angie. That was so naive, and you tell, but then she was frightened, but she was naive enough to believe this young boy and really wanted to do something, I guess, with her life. And she just was sucked right into the circle of evil there and taken into the system. And when this happens, what usually is, now I know this sounds like an awful question, but how quickly are these girls used up and cast aside?
Pretty quickly. You know, many times what will happen, the traffickers will get them hooked on drugs. And you know, there's many of them that die of overdoses or just get kind of burnt out on the horrific lifestyle that they're going through. Some of them commit suicide. It's not an easy life, and it wears hard on people.
Well, as the movie,
by the way, Dylan Fabry's in it's Teen Wolf. He played Liam Teen Wolf. Dunbar
Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf. Okay, now I heard the show. Never watched, but I know what he's talking about. I heard of it, but I know in the movie, she brought out the fact Angie did that she was raped, sold 20 times a day, sometimes, and used by men. That is so hard for our mind to conceive, to be used like that. I'm surprised any of them can come out of it with any kind of sound mind at all, except for Jesus Christ. I can't say it'd be possible, because I mean they have to be so tainted and so afraid of everybody and everything. I mean, how would they ever come back out of that dismal hellhole they were in for months or years? That is amazing.
Well, I think you know it's. To recover from that type of trauma is not easy. And from all the survivors that I've spoken to, you know, one kind of common factor that I've become a bit aware of is there's a lot of church groups that do a lot for survivors of trafficking and really help them find their way back and reintegrate into society. Because if someone's been trafficked, they need a lot of therapy. They need a lot of help. They've effectively lost, like, however many number of years that they've been trafficked.
Oh, yes,
for,
yes, yes.
In terms
yes.
Of education or job training or whatever. And then they've also been very physically traumatized.
So, hang on through the break, please. Hang on through the break, folks. Back at the break with your questions and comments. And this movie, you got to get, I promise you, you've got to see it. 844-769-2944 to call and ask questions, make comments. You talked to the lady in life that did a wonderful job, and her heart was in it. You can tell that. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we're talking to Julia Verdon. The name of the movie is The Lost Girls. If you can't find it on Lifetime on demand, I don't know how to do that myself, but I know I've seen that on there on demand. If you can find it on there, that's great. If you can't, you can call and order a set a video. And folks, $15 is a steal. You have to understand how important this movie is. 323-848-2900. 323-848-2900 to get one of the most powerful videos you're ever going to see in your life, exposing something we should all be concerned about in this country, actually around the world, but in this country we live now. And I know this, you probably don't know the exact number, but how many young people would you say are trafficked per year in this country alone?
It's hard to tell because numbers vary, but you know, I've seen some websites that say that there's 100,000 people a year trafficked. I've seen another website that says 300,000 a year.
Wow.
So I don't know, you know, what the exact numbers are, but from everything that I've been reading and looking at it, it looks like they're pretty high.
Well, you know, it's I would guess and probably say that a lot of these people, a lot of young people, see missing on TV. You know, they come up missing, they go out looking for them for months and never find them. A lot of them probably end up in this situation, and no one ever knows. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, you know, we see the pictures these people on milk cartons. And, of course, you still see on TV, well, this young girl missing, went missing last week, and they're still looking a month or two or longer than that later. And your mind just thinks, well, she was probably taken out and murdered. and that could be true, but that's not necessarily the truth. She could be being sold all over the country, and that's a hard thing to think about. So that would mean that most of us probably, with all the young girls and children we've seen missing and reported on in every kind of venue, we probably, some of those were trafficked, weren't they?
Unfortunately, yes. It's so, highly likely.
Go ahead.
One of the sad statistics that I've heard is that the likelihood of a teen that runs away from home is liable to be trafficked within 48 hours of arriving at a new destination.
And it usually comes at the hand of somebody offering the help, right?
Yeah, because often these people are like lurking around the kind of the bus stations or train stations, and they know what to look for. They'll keep an eye out for like a vulnerable teenager, you know, a young girl or young boy for that matter, coming off the bus, coming off the train, looking a little unsure, like they're not quite sure what to do next. You know, then they'll find a reason to talk to them, befriend them, offer them a place to stay, or tell them that they know someone who could help them with a job, and they start to groom them for trafficking.
Wow. I know that's how it happens. And again, we talked during the break about some of these people that do this will probably maybe abuse these children. That's very possible. But some of them are just greedy and making good money off of this. I mean, I know these people that I'm sure they're taking these young girls in are being paid well to lure them into these snares. But again, folks, just stop and think of all the young people that you heard missing. You've seen pictures of them in the streets or bulletin boards or milk cartons or TV. They come up missing. At least some of those in your neighborhood have been trafficked. And I don't mean right necessarily in your little town, maybe a town or two away, but they've been kidnapped and trafficked. And with the drug culture what it is today and the looseness of morals in the country, I'd say they're pretty easy pickings any longer. I really would. You know, I just interviewed my granddaughter, Julie, about a month ago in this program, who gave a testimony that was absolutely unbelievable. She just turned 18. When she was in the 7th grade, now I'll just tell you, because this is all the nation, everybody knows this, she got hooked on pornography. 7th grade. By the time she was a little bit older, she was doing marijuana and drugs and actually selling herself to buy these things. She got in such a hard spot that her parents had tried everything. That's my son and daughter-in-law, live in Colorado Springs, had tried everything. Could not help her. So they finally had her taken to a school. She knows what's going to happen tonight. It happened. The granddaughter didn't know this. Taken to a group in Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. She was there for 16 or 18 months. She come to know Christ there, give her life to Christ. I interviewed her here on the radio about a month ago, and I don't think it was a dry eye in the audience anywhere. She told the truth, the story of her life, and how she got involved with all this. And I was thanking God when she was telling this story that she was not caught up in this herself. She realizes now she could have been dead. But a lot of girls like my granddaughter, Allison, can be caught into these snares also and taken, even know what happened to them, can't they?
Unfortunately, it is all too easy today. And so that's why I think it is so important for teenagers to really get an understanding that trafficking is very prevalent in the U.S. and an understanding of what it looks like, to understand, you know, what to do if you think someone's grooming you, to talk to someone in authority about it and let them know, to not go off somewhere on your own and meet someone outside of your immediate social group of the people that you know. To be aware of approaches online, you know, again, from people that are outside of your circle. To be careful of those job offers that just seem a little bit too good to be true.
Of course.
Right? Because when something seems too good to be true, there's usually some type of catch.
Well, you would have enjoyed hearing that interview with my granddaughter. You really would have. You would have enjoyed that tremendously with your background. And you have been thanking the Lord, too, probably because she wasn't caught up in something far worse than what she was. And that the Lord did deliver before it's too late. But this is my granddaughter I'm talking about. I'm not talking about somebody that lives across the road, that, you know, my neighbor or somebody down the road a mile or two. I'm talking about my own granddaughter who's caught up in porn and drugs. And she was brought up in a good home. My son and daughter are a good man and woman. They go to church. They try to do what's right. She was brought up in a good home, but in a community of, I guess, a bad environment. Colorado Springs is not the best community sometimes to live in around certain places of the area, and drugs are prevalent there like everywhere else. So you can't, as you said at the beginning of the program, you can't just say why that happens to poor people or drug addicts, parents or drug addicts or drunks or not. No, these are two good parents that her daughter got started in a bad way from one of her girlfriends showing her a lesbian movie one night, and that's how she got started, hooked on porn. And she'll tell you, she told me in an interview that she enjoyed it. She did enjoy it. But she'd always tell me later she would feel kind of dirty, and she would read the Bible and try to pray and try to, you know, get her life straightened out. But by herself, she couldn't get done. They found some of the people that would help her, and she did. But you would love to hear that testimony. I know you well enough to know that. It was a powerful, from a 17-year-old girl at the time, when she was back in seventh grade when she started. She's 18 now. So you can imagine the last 4 or 5 years of her life has been really a messed up situation. Really messed up. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to New Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Oh, hey, I can, man. Yes.
Hey, who is the main player in most of these missing children?
Who's the main player?
Yeah. It's like a loaded question, I know.
I don't know. Give us a clue. Who is it?
Well, Child Protective Services.
Well, CPS does get involved in that. Yes, they do. That's a fact. That's been proven.
Right.
Yes.
Now, there's a bounty that is paid on children. $4,000 to $5,000 per child.
Paid to the workers, I reckon.
And the judges and whatnot. And you know, the police.
Julie, you makes a good point there, because I do know from personal experience also that lawyers are scared to death of CPS. They don't want to take the cases. Cops don't want to get involved.
That's right.
There's something there that's hidden, is very dark, and we would like to think the CPS is there to help the child, and I'm sure they are at times, but the many times they are taken and into very evil scenarios. Are you familiar with that?
I don't know too much about that. I do know there are a lot of great organizations that do a lot of work helping survivors,
yes,
of trafficking. There's the National Human Trafficking Hotline. You know, if you think you're at risk of being trafficked,
you're
can
right.
always call that. It's text. You can text help or info or text to be free. Or there's the number 1-888-373-7888. You can call the police. If you think there's any, you know, something's going on, so that's always a good option too.
Well, just in case there's somebody listening tonight that's maybe caught up in the situation right now, maybe somebody somehow, the grace of God, is hearing this program that's involved, hooked in this. What simple thing? What's something they don't have to write down to remember that they can get a hold of? What would you give them? Something like a real quick name of something they can contact on their cell phone or whatever.
That you can text help or text to be free.
Text to be free. Okay, all right.
To be free. And
folks, I know this is offering a line of hope. And Mick, thanks for calling. Good point. Very good point. I know you're telling the truth. This is very true. But let's think about tonight to those that are really trying to get involved and help these young girls and these young boys. So they just have to text. Now, are they allowed to have cell phones? That's another question I never thought to ask. Are they allowed to have cell phones?
It all depends on their trafficker. Sometimes the traffickers will give them a burner phone, so they call the trafficker to pick them up after an event. Or sometimes, you know, maybe they can find someone who will, you know, a client who will let them use their cell phone, or grab a cell phone and use it when no one's looking.
Well, what are the percentage of the girls that make it out of this alive?
It's really hard to know, because a lot of the times, you know, we don't know. There's like a lot of girls who just disappear and nobody ever hears from again.
And are there any inroads in stopping this, slowing down at all, or is it still gaining momentum?
I think the more we get awareness out about this, and the more people start to understand what trafficking looks like, the more chance we have of stopping it. The more we educate teenagers and parents and people working with kids about what it looks like and the types of techniques that traffickers use, you know, and hopefully that the film that I made, Angie Lost Girls, or The Lost Girls, will be very, very helpful towards that. I also think a re-education of men is very important, because a lot of teenagers today, you know, as you mentioned in the case of your daughter, are getting their sex education from pornography.
Yes. Oh, yes. And that's very common, Eli. That's very common. That's everywhere now. Everywhere.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of you know, videos online with showing like abuse to minors and stuff that people watch, and then it makes them think that type of behavior is acceptable.
Yeah,
and it's
amazing.
Not. So we definitely need to have more kind of policing of all these online websites and you know, just not letting the stuff be available anymore.
Well, now, you're talking to a fellow here who lives out in the country, born and raised in West Virginia, so I'm very naive on a lot of things, and I truly am. I know that. I was blessed not to be around a lot of this until I went into the military, and I saw some things there, but that's beside the point now. What should guys like myself and ladies and gentlemen out there in the audience look for to recognize something? If somebody sees how do you look at a child downtown wherever you are and know maybe they're in trouble? How do you tell that?
I think it's if you just, it's about keeping your eyes open, you know, and if you see a young girl and she's really looking down, or a young boy and they're looking down and they're not speaking for themselves, and the other person is speaking for them, and they seem very cowed, often they look very tired. You know, if someone's on drugs, they'll often have like track marks on their arms. But I think you can get a sense when a situation doesn't look right. And if you see a situation doesn't look right, like sometimes like at a gas station, if someone's been trafficked, you might see a young girl sitting in the car and it doesn't look right, and she's with a much older guy or a woman, she doesn't look kind of happy, just taking a picture of that car's number plate and calling the police and getting the police to check into it. You know, you could be potentially saving the life of that child.
And how cooperative are the police in a case like this?
I think that the detectives that I've met are very passionate about wanting to stop this and work very hard and really genuinely care.
So if you call a number in, a suspicious number, a suspicious license plate number, they would check it out?
Yes.
I mean, that's important. I mean, that's, you know, everybody in the audience wants to help. They want to do what they can. So, folks, keep that in mind. If you see something suspicious that looks like, doesn't look normal, like it should look for a daughter and a daddy, or a daughter and a grandpa or something, if it's something that doesn't look right, kind of have it checked on. It may be nothing. If it's nothing, great. But if it is something, as Julie just said, you may have saved somebody's life. And how precious is that? And again, it's hard for me to imagine that people do these things. I know they do. My own granddaughter was kind of hooked on some of these things. But just to know that it's that commonplace, up to 300,000 a year in this country, that is huge. That is a huge number of children from each state missing. I never thought about the ones that saw the milk cartons or whatever being the child trafficking. They just thought they just disappeared, got lost, your mind just doesn't go there. So, folks, again, the number to call to get the movie is 323-848-2900. 833-848-2900. You got any questions for Julia? We'll still take phone calls. Give us a holler at 844-769-2944. Julia, we're down about the last 5 or 6 minutes. I want you to speak to the group like you're speaking at a function and sharing your story and what they need to do. I want you to speak to them that way a little bit and just open your heart up and share with them.
Oh, thank you so much. So just to remind everybody, you can also get the movie from, if you've got a Walmart near you, the film's available there. You can get it from Amazon. If you have DirecTV, it's under Angie Lost Girls on Amazon, iTunes, all those places too. You can go to our website, artists, with an S, number4change.org. So you can always like email us or write to us if you see the movie and want to share your thoughts. We always love to hear from you. You can keep your eyes open. You know, there's a look for organizations fighting trafficking in your area. They often need volunteers to help them put helpline numbers around in bars and motels and, you know, places where somebody could be potentially being trafficked.
And one quick question you make, you brought a good point. How do you find organizations in your area? How would you find them?
So I would Google nonprofits fighting trafficking in the area. You know, a couple of good ones in L.A. There's Saving Innocence. There's also one, Saving Innocence in Atlanta. They're a great group. We know the people there very well. There's the Organization of Recovery of Children. I've met the people that run that. They're a great group. If anyone's in L.A., this weekend, we're doing a community, Artists for Change are involved in a community event called FatherCon that's taking place at the Downey High School, and there'll be a number of panels that people can come to and find out more about how you can protect your kids and some inspirational speakers, etc. You can keep an eye out around in your community and look and see, are there kids that don't have present parents, you know, for whatever reason, that parents aren't able to be present for them and just act as a mentor, you know, someone that child can talk to if they need help or advice or if something's not right.
And
just keep your eyes open around you. You know, if you see something that doesn't look right and looks like it could potentially be a trafficking situation, call the police and report it.
Sure.
I would advise not, you know, if you think there's trafficking going in a house near you, don't run on in there and try and be a hero. Call the police, because sometimes these people could be armed or whatever. So you know, you want to be helpful, but you also want to stay safe.
Okay, all right. Let's take another call. We lost Jan in Iowa, so let's talk to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Pastor Butch. And I'm honored to speak to that lady, and I thank her for her diligence in trying to stop this purge of girls. I'd like to suggest, if it's not already been done, the same thing that they do to men in these different houses, like operate a sting operation with a false representative of a man who is looking for a woman with a, you know, with a real rich representation in a well-known type of character, so that he would fit in. And when they bring the girl to him, then they could close in on the operation and shut the whole thing down. Is that possible?
Well, you know, Gene, you know, they showed a move like that in this movie. Very well done also. Yeah. Any comments on that you want to say, Julia?
Yes, actually, the police do that a lot. You know, often the police work with organizations and work with the FBI and police forces all kind of over America, and they do, you know, big rescue operations and stings. So they're very diligent on that.
They're already doing that. Okay. Good suggestion, Gene.
But yeah, great suggestion.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say?
I hope you keep it up. There's a lot of places in America where these girls can go, and it's just too bad they can't escape some of these people and maybe even have more of them. I forget what they're called. They're like protective areas where they can run to, and they usually have
safe houses, something like that. Yeah, okay. That was also shown in the movie also. That was in there also. And they are good, although they can be sometimes broken into. But very good points, Gene. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've been listening to you for years and called several times in the past.
Okay, I haven't been for a while then. It's good to hear from you, Gene. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, folks, it's good to somebody out there listening, trying to give ideas. That's wonderful. And now we're down about the last 2 minutes, Julia. You go ahead.
So, I think another thing that we can do is just say prayers. You know, say prayers for all those girls and boys that are out there being trafficked, and pray for their safety and pray that they will be rescued. And then use our voices on this, you know, because the more we spread the word, the more people understand what trafficking looks like, the more people keep their eyes open, looking for signs of trafficking going on around them, the more teachers and people working with kids are aware of it and just keep an eye if there's anything odd going on with any of their students, and also teenagers keeping an eye out for each other, because usually it's the teenagers themselves that have some idea with what's going on with their friends, and if one of their groups starts becoming a little withdrawn and maybe missing school and seems like tired and stuff, you know, maybe there's something going on. So if they suspect it, they should talk to someone in authority and
Amen.
Let them check
Amen.
It out.
Well, Julia, I want to thank you for joining me tonight, and may I keep in touch with you to talk about some things more in the future?
Oh, please do, Pastor Butch.
I would love to talk to you some more about this. If there's anything else that you want to get out of before the people, let them know what's going on. If you work another movie or something, let us know, because obviously you are an expert at what you do. Now, I say that. That was a great movie. And folks, again, you can order it. You can get it at Walmart. You can order it by phone if you want to call it, 323-848-2900. Watch it on demand on Lifetime. But whatever you do, folks, watch the movie. It's well worth the effort. And thank you, Julia Verdon, for your efforts, and thanks for being there for us. And don't forget, I love your accent.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great night. And folks, we'll see you in Oxmoor between 9 and 4. Give us a holler. Look forward to it. Have a great night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.